If you're getting ready to graduate from business school, there may be hope on the horizon. U.S. News and World Report reporting that jobs, the picture is improving. 92% of those graduating finding work, and we're not just talking about Starbucks. Joining us now is Danielle Kurtzleben of U.S. News and World Report. And Danielle, what brought about this change?
Right. Well, what brought about it, I believe what we can pretty much conclude is that the economy, as we all know, has been improving in the last couple of years since the recession. For a lot of people of many different education levels, and this just shows that it's improved for people graduating from business school. What it shows is that people who graduated in the class of 2012, 92% of them said that they were employed within three months of graduation. Now, that's up 6 percentage points from 1 year before, and it's the highest it's been since 2003, so that's very encouraging.
It also seems to be very encouraging what you just said, that they are now getting jobs within 3 months. For a long time, you had to wait a long time to get a job.
Exactly. Very true. Although this does point to a flip side of this. I spoke to a director of the Career Development Office at Tuck School of Business at Dartmouth, which is one of the top business schools, as many people know. And he said, you know, it's true people are getting jobs within 3 months of graduation, and that's great. But also, it's promising that some students are not taking jobs immediately. They're not taking the first thing that comes around. They're holding out for their, you know, quote-unquote dream jobs. So that's also one thing to keep in mind.
So the jobs are now returning, but the salaries, are they there as well?
To a certain extent, of course, it depends on where you are. Here in the U.S., the salaries are around $83,000, and that's not much change. And that's the median starting salary, I should say, for the, you know, the immediate graduates, that is. And that's not much change from the year before. But I should add, one of the things that I found most interesting about the survey is that about three-quarters of graduates said that they wouldn't have their current jobs without their graduate degrees. And that's a sizable portion, and it's not much change from the year before, but that's down from 82% in 2005. In other words, you have some people graduating from business school, perhaps more than before, who say they're underemployed.
Well, stories like this, though, have a tendency to send more people back to business schools?
That's a good question. I mean, I will say that as far as the survey goes, it's one of many, and I mean, it's not necessarily one that has gotten a lot of notice, except amongst, you know, business publications and business reporters like me. But it's just one more straw on the camel's back, you might say. It's one more grain of sand in the pile of evidence that says, yes, the economy is improving. It might be time to, you know, go back and get that degree because it might really help you.
Danielle Kurtzleben of U.S. News and World Report, thanks for being with us this afternoon.
Thank you.
It's 425.